Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So we're going to be talking about Reinhard Bonnke. Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke just finished his crusade in North Carolina. 15,000 people he preached to. And just God is just moving all across the country. They're getting ready to go to Houston next. But we are believing for a third great awakening. And many people are hungry for an awesome, awesome move of God. And, of course, we're going to be talking about trusting the Lord. And we're going to have some thoughts on freedom today. A lot of times you hear the word freedom and people want freedom. But what do you think about when you think of freedom? What are the things that are important to you and you kind of fit them all together? What is freedom? And what is the responsibility with freedom? So we're going to be just kind of unpacking that and talking about that here today. But, you know, Reinhard Bonnke is an evangelist that God called him some time ago, many years ago, to preach the gospel to Africa. In fact, as I remember, he felt that the Lord gave him a mandate that all of Africa will be saved. And my understanding is that there's no other person who's preached to more people face-to-face than Reinhard Bonnke. Have you ever seen any of his crusades? Like, a million people show up at one time.
Sea of people.
I mean, it's just...
I've never seen so many people gathered in one place.
Maybe we'll have something related for you on the torch. But, yeah. I mean, you see all those folks. You get to see how if you didn't know this, how small you are. I mean, a million. And his crusades have been known for... they'll line the walls with crutches and wheelchairs and just all sorts of things. Miraculous healings. But, of course, the biggest miracle and the greatest miracle is when someone finds the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And some years ago, the Lord told Reinhard to put a book together that was going to be mailed to every house in America, Salvation, with a Salvation Plan. And he says, "Oh, okay." And long story short, he was able to do it. I mean, every single house in America got this booklet on Easter Sunday, I believe. About a Salvation Plan. And so he's just been known kind of just to do things like that. Well, here recently, we shared on VFN TV that the Lord spoke to Reinhard Bonnke and said all of America will be saved. And so for many years, his ministry base was based out of Africa. They've had these hubs all around the world, but that's where his field of ministry has been. And here now recently, Reinhard Bonnke is in America. You'd normally have to, you know, rare occasion he would be here in the States, but he is now preaching the gospel in America, which has been just phenomenal. A lot of people have been greatly encouraged, and they gave a report. Charisma News is reporting that their crusade, 15,000 people were there for over two nights. The churches in North Carolina were united for this event, and they all came in, and many people got saved. Many people received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And their next stop is Houston, Texas. So, Houston, get ready because they're coming. And we're just believing for that. It's our desire to see a move of God come across the face of this earth like never before. And there's something about revival. That when you experience revival, I mean revival, you know what I mean? You can never go back. You can never go back. And we were privileged to have an opportunity to be involved, firsthand experience the Brownsville Revival back in 1995. It's a revival that spanned several years. I think 4 million people in total came or impacted, came through those, you know, that time. And my goodness, you know, I was there. I saw night after night after night people come in. It was my first opportunity to serve. I was an usher there. So we were responsible for getting there early and opening the doors. In the early days of revival, you know, people were just coming from everywhere. They would line up long, long lines, and then we would get the time, okay, we're going to open the doors an hour before service. Now, they were already there 7, 8, 9 hours waiting to get in, and they would open the doors. And in the early days, people were – and I'd watch it from the balcony. I'd tie my watch on my wrist. And it'd be 60 seconds, every single seat was taken. I mean, people just were running, just like droves to get a seat. so that they can, you know, wait for an hour before the service is actually about to start, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was just glorious, wonderful days. We thank Brother Kilpatrick and now Brother Steve Hill, who's in heaven now, for just them being, you know, men of integrity and character, stewarding an awesome move of God like that. And we're believing that God's going to do it again. I mean, we got to have revival.
Amen.
I mean, we got to have a fresh move of the Spirit, and not just a revival, but an awakening. And the difference between a revival and awakening is that revival normally, you know, touches the church and maybe touches a region or parts of the nation. But an awakening is when the entire nation gets rocked. And we've you know, first great awakening, a second great awakening. You know, they say the Welsh revival, but I think the Welsh revival is like an awakening, because there was no place in Wales that was not touched by that awesome move of God in 1905. And so when I think about all the things that are happening and some of the things that are been prophesied that are going to come, some of the difficult and challenging times that we face, I'm encouraged. And we want to encourage you to continue to pray, to continue to believe, to continue to be desperate, going after a move of God, because we need a third great awakening.
Amen.
And there's nothing more exciting than to see souls come into the kingdom.
Yeah. I think about the other evangelist that came from, I don't know if he was in South America or, you know, he was saying, bring JC to DC. And that was,
Ronnie Howard Brown from South Africa.
And it's like, you think about these, and it's just like how God is speaking to people from other continents to bring the gospel to America.
Yeah.
And it's just like to increase and just believe God for a mighty move of God. And it's just like when you're really taking consideration the multitude of all the prophetic words and the things that's happening. And it's just like, it's going to be some very difficult days. It's going to be hard days, but at the same time too, people are going to be crying out. And I think about that, like you're saying, just imagining in 60 seconds, the urgency.
Oh, man.
And I just think about that, and it's going to be the same thing that how people were running to a seat. People are going to be running to the cross. They're going to be running to Jesus, and it's just like, this is going to be very, very exciting.
Oh,
and
man.
It really just increases like my expectations and hopes and desires of just like, God, what are you going to do, God? Like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Listen, a bad day with Jesus is way better than a good day without him, believe me.
Yeah.
And you want to have Jesus in your life, and you want to see other people come to the Lord. Mm. I want to encourage you. You want to live an exciting, fulfilled, adventurous life in God. Lead someone to the Lord. Don't keep Jesus a secret. Share the opportunity with someone. Maybe it's your coworker. You know, for such a time as this, you know, you prayed for a job. You were believing that God can bless your home, and God gave you a job. And now you're right in the middle of people that don't know him. Maybe God designed that on purpose so that you can share with them Jesus and the hope that you have. Maybe it's a particular store that you go to, or maybe people that do service work on your vehicles or maintenance on your home that you've built a relationship with. You know, I always say that, you know, I have this idea in my mind that I just don't want to go to heaven, you know, and you know, I think about the two conveyor, these two, you know, what do you call them? Escalator lines going up. Those escalator stairs you see in the malls. People jump and get on. And, you know, I don't want to, I had this picture one time where you don't want to be on one line. We're all going to see the Lord, right? We're all going to see the Lord. This is not in the Bible. It's just a mental picture. Go with me here. And I don't want to look at the other person in the other escalator line going up. And see, their escalator line is going somewhere else. You know what I mean? Maybe it's going up and maybe going back down.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say, I don't want them to look at me and say, you knew? You knew about Jesus? You knew the hope? You knew? And you didn't tell me?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell me about Jesus? I don't want that. I don't want their blood on my hands. You know, I want to be able to tell all those that I come into contact with that, listen, God loves you, has a plan for your life, that your life doesn't have to be the way that it is, and that not everyone's going to a better place. You know, that is a huge lie that's been told over and over again. It's things that people say, I don't know why, maybe to help other people feel better when someone passes by, but that, well, at least they're in a better place. And my question is, how do you know?
Right.
You know, not everyone's in a better place, but they can be if they choose to make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. and the excitement that that brings when we can help people to know his voice, to follow his ways. Jesus just doesn't come in to, you know, dress up your life and to give your life an upgrade. He comes to revolutionize your life and to give you a whole new way of thinking and living and being. And I want to encourage you, today is a great day to make Jesus Savior and Lord. He loves you, has an amazing plan for your life, and it is a journey of a lifetime.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.